149.
149, grant a franchise to Sprint Communications Company, LP, for telecommunications services for a period of up to 10 years.
Colleagues, this agenda item is a new franchise agreement to replace the previous franchise agreement with Sprint Communications Company, which was passed by Council in 1998. December of 2017, the Council extended the terms of a franchise agreement with Sprint Communications Company. This allowed more time for city staff to negotiate the current franchise agreement being brought forward today and to provide sufficient time for staff to complete the formal franchise process required under the city charter. Here with us today to discuss the process is our utility program manager, Jennifer Lee. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. For the record, my name is Jennifer Lee from the Office for Community Technology in the Revenue Division. As the Mayor noted, in 1998, City Council granted a franchise to Sprint Communications Company to build a telecommunications fiber system within the city streets. The agenda item before you is a new agreement which would supersede and replace the original 1998 franchise. Staff and the company have negotiated a new 10-year franchise agreement, which is typical of the term for franchise agreements with other telecommunications fiber companies. The terms are similar to the original agreement but reflect modern standardized terms such as updated insurance and bond language, permitting requirements, and reflection of updated city code requirements. Similar to other telecommunications franchises, Sprint Communications Company will be charged a franchise fee for its use of the public rights-of-way. No new builds to the system are planned at this time. The expected franchise fee reflects the calculation based on the existing system built in 1998. However, any additional footage or routes will be subject to the adjusted rate for which the year will be built after City Council approval. Additional routes would require an amendment to the franchise. Based on city charter requirements, the franchise has been published in the Daily Journal of Commerce and is currently scheduled for second reading on March 21st. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
I have a question, Mayor.
Commissioner Fish.
You know, we've seen in Washington a number of actions taken by federal agencies to reverse longstanding rules, including things around net neutrality, but there's other things in the pipeline. And so my question is, are there any changes to federal law that we have to pay attention to when we do these franchise agreements to protect our values at the local level?
Well, as you probably know, there's a I think this might be getting a little off topic, but there's a bill, I think it's House Bill 4155 in the Oregon.
I think Rob Moss and others are working on that.
Right, right. And that's directed towards net neutrality protections and internet privacy. Anything that would affect franchises, I think the things to watch out most for are requests from the FCC or their Broadband Development Advisory Commission to preempt local municipalities' ability to manage the rights of way, including charging reasonable and fair franchise fees for their use. We've heard some indications that the FCC is being lobbied pretty heavily to eliminate some of those or reduce municipalities' abilities. Right now, I haven't heard of anything urgently pending in the federal government, but I think the FCC has another meeting scheduled soon.
Okay. So it sounds like the answer is we can proceed with this franchise agreement, but there could be further actions taken by Congress or by regulatory bodies which could hamstring us in the future in terms of our ability to manage these franchise agreements. Is that fair?
Yes, that's true. You should know that our office, along with the city attorney's office, government relations, we're all watching the FCC and federal government very closely. So hopefully we'll be able to put in our 2 cents before anything happens.
Just for the record, colleagues, I was down in Salem the other day and met with Representative Noss, and we talked a little bit about net neutrality. And, you know, these are complicated issues, but one of the issues that alarmed me was the fact that people are trading browsing history without the permission of the customer. And while I have nothing in my browsing history to be ashamed of, I do from time to time, for example, in my browsing history, look at medical issues. And I found it rather shocking that that information could be shared widely with others. And so there are very profound privacy issues that can be implicated. And that's why it's important, in my view, that we have protections around internet privacy. And hopefully the legislature will be able to do something on that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
I see out there, sorry.
He's totally, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's right, too confusing. Knows. Everyone says it different.
Nossi.
I'll just say N. I've heard Nossi, too.
I'll just say Rep N.
Yeah. I think it's Nossi. Yeah.
No one signed up.
Very good. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
Thank you.
Item 150.